Welcome to Microdoses. I want to share with you a text I got from a friend on Easter. It says, where is it? Well, I'm not a religious person, but resurrection is certainly to be celebrated, whether it is metaphorical or actual. I'm definitely planning to molt this season. It stuck with me enough that I'm deciding I'll talk about it tonight. The timing, of course, is right. Springtime is when we get to come out of winter. Easter is celebrating Jesus being resurrected after dying and disappearing into a tomb. But the timing is also right because we've been in this stillness. And it's an interesting question about whether change comes after stillness or change comes after activity. I remember from way back in high school biology, the question of whether changes within species happens in a punctuated way, bursts of change, or a graduated way, subtle accumulated change. Our instincts would usually say that things would happen in that steady, slow way. But the scientists say, then how come there aren't these in-between species as often as simply different variations? I'm wondering, and I'm using the thinking about change tonight to help me keep going and make a microdose after bedtime with the idea that change comes from repetition, which is a little bit of a paradox, since repeating sounds like doing the same thing again and again. But in order for a change to really take place in our brain, the main thing we have to do is do it again and again and again. A violinist has a density in their neurons around where the fingers are represented in our brains because they have practiced such specific movements and paths have been traveled so many, many, many times that it becomes easy for them to finger a violin. So if my friend does want to be reborn now, if she does want to shed a skin, how's she going to do that? Is it going to be day by day? Or can she sit through this stillness and wait and burst out the person she wants to be? I'm setting it up as if the answer is obvious, but I'm not sure it is. One of the most reassuring ideas in parenting to me was that throughout mammalian species, the infants are often clingy and regressed right prior to big bursts of change. And we watch big bursts of change in children. They can play at walking for a long time before one day they suddenly walk and then it moves quickly. They can babble for long stretches of time, play at speech, but then once they begin, words start dropping down quickly. Do we get to choose these moments where change comes quickly? I'm not sure. But the time feels right. Change can be made after injury. That's one of the ways that they've measured the most change in brain, out of necessity. Maybe we can view this moment like that. One of these unexpected events where our problem-solving brain makes big shifts because it has to. Maybe that's the point for tonight. A lot of my specialty in psychiatry has ended up being around post-trauma, And the word trauma is used a lot now, and we usually think the obvious outcome is post-traumatic stress disorder, the ways in which trauma freezes us and frightens us and challenges our ability to trust and grow. But the reality is that trauma can also be a time for growth. That post-traumatic growth is just as present as post-traumatic stress. Because our brain is forced into change, we can also use that forcedness to try to figure out what is next. Wintertime followed by springtime seems to have given humans hope for that forever. Since spring equinox traditions are similar to the whole story of Jesus disappearing into a tomb and coming out again. Winter closing us off from the world, emerging into the world every spring with new animals, eggs, flowers, babies. The idea of babies learning in bursts and regressing beforehand was comforting to me as a way of tolerating those stretches when your child becomes clingy and regressed and difficult. But the idea is they are comfort seeking during those periods when their brain is working so hard, practicing something new in preparation for actually doing it. There's a lot of hope for us in this. These dark, still, isolated days are a wonderful time to practice something if we want to molt. That's the idea behind visualization. The ideomotor reflex means that even thinking about something, visualizing something, allows the motor neurons in our brain to practice doing it. So we can be babies regress now, or we can be our pre-molted cells, and we can visualize and imagine, and that becomes practice. So take a moment now. Close your eyes. And imagine a transformation. How will you come out of this strange stretch? What new wisdom? What new look in your eye? What new practice? What new way of being? What new self? Fill in details around this glorious person with shed skin. That's your mind practicing. Your synapse is firing. Your nervous system traveling that pathway. Reinforcing it. So even if you feel still, stuck, without movement just now, you can practice this way. And change, if you wish. Good night.